To Love So Fiercely, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. He leans down to press a kiss against the top of Xiaowei's head. Xiaowei makes a small, almost startled sound, and then hides his face in Kunlun's robes. His hands fist into the front of Kunlun's robes, his face pressing against Kunlun's chest. He strokes a hand over Xiaowei's hair, laughing lightly at his little beauty's reaction. "Look at me," Kunlun demands softly. Xiaowei peels his face away from his robes, but keeps his head tilted down. So, Kunlun reaches up with one hand to grasp his jaw and tilts his head up until he's looking up at Kunlun. Slowly, deliberately, Kunlun leans down to press a kiss against Xiaowei's forehead. He doesn't let Xiaowei turn his head down, and just tightens his grip on Xiaowei's jaw to keep him in place, watching the blush spreading over Xiaowei's cheeks. "You like that, don't you?" Kunlun asks quite gently, smiling down at him. Xiaowei tries to nod, but Kunlun is still holding his jaw and instead, a moment later, he whispers quietly, "Yes." Kunlun laughs softly and strokes Xiaowei's hair. "Good, that's good," he says. Xiaowei smiles at him, happy and pleased at the praise, the blush still staining his cheeks. He lets his fingers trail away from Xiaowei's jaw to brush against his cheek. "Would you like it if I fucked you?" Kunlun asks him. Xiaowei blinks at him and then nods quickly, and then keeps his head down. Kunlun huffs out a small laugh, pulling at Xiaowei's hair a bit until he tilts his head back to look at Kunlun again. "Little beauty, do you even know what that means?" he asks, amused. Xiaowei gives a quick shake of his head. "No, but if it's with you, I like it," he says with determination, even if he stumbles slightly over his words. Kunlun's heart feels warm at those words, and he smiles gently at Xiaowei, a soft sadness pressing down on him suddenly. "I wish I could keep you forever, Xiaowei," he says. Xiaowei looks up at him with his large eyes, and Kunlun lets his sudden melancholy mood fall away. He tugs at Xiaowei's hair slightly and asks, "Are you sure?" "Hmm," Xiaowei answers firmly. "All right then, take off your robes and come sit in my lap," Kunlun tells him, letting go of him. Xiaowei looks bewildered for a moment, and then does what Kunlun told him to, quickly pulling his robes away. Kunlun looks around himself and wanders to sit down on a nearby rock. It'll do just as well as any other place to sit. Xiaowei is only heartbeats slower than him, and Kunlun holds out his hands, letting him climb onto Kunlun's lap on his own, before taking hold of him and settling him firmly against his still-covered cock. Xiaowei's ass presses against his hardness, and Kunlun lets out a long breath. Xiaowei makes a small, startled sound. "Feel that? That will go inside your little asshole," Kunlun tells him, pressing his palm against Xiaowei's cheek. Xiaowei turns his head into the touch, nuzzling at his hand. "But I need to prepare you first, because it'll be hard to fit it inside you otherwise. And I don't want to hurt you, Xiaowei," Kunlun explains gently. Xiaowei turns his large eyes to look at Kunlun. "I don't mind pain," he says seriously. Kunlun strokes his cheek gently and says, "I know you don't, but I still don't want to hurt you. Now lift your ass for me a bit." He reaches around to find Xiaowei's asshole and quickly pushes two slick fingers inside. He doesn't want to hurt Xiaowei, but there's no point in being too cautious. Xiaowei gasps softly and tenses for a moment. Kunlun presses his other hand against Siawei's back, urging him forward. "Here, just lean on me," he says. Siawei relaxes, his body falling against Kunlun's chest. Kunlun goes on to finger him open. The small noises Siawei makes are muffled against Kunlun's robes. Then he pulls his fingers out, and Siawei whimpers quietly. "It's all right," Kunlun croons softly. "I'll fill you with my cock in a moment. Would you like that, Siawei?" Siawei nods quickly against his chest, and Kunlun laughs softly. He pushes his robes aside, and then guides Siawei into the right position before simply pulling him down and impaling him on Kunlun's cock. He gasps as his cock is enveloped by Siawei's warm tightness. Siawei makes a sort of shuddering gasp, his hands fisting in Kunlun's half-undone robes, his head falling back, exposing his pale throat. He has to take a moment. He reaches out to press a hand to Siawei's exposed throat, rubbing a thumb along the pale, soft skin. "Do you like that, Siawei?" he asks. Siawei whimpers softly, his head tilts back, his eyes opening to look at Kunlun. His cheeks are flushed as he looks at Kunlun, and he bites at his lip with his sharp teeth, until a drop of blood so dark it's nearly black falls down from his lip and rolls down his chin. "Answer me, Siawei," Kunlun demands. Siawei whimpers again, and then says quietly, "Yes, I like it." "Good," Kunlun says, reaching out to brush away that drop of blood. His hands drop down to Siawei's hips, gripping him firmly as he lifts Siawei slightly, enough so that he can fuck up into him again and again. Siawei whimpers softly at first and then moans, pressing himself against Kunlun's chest. His hands stay fisted into Kunlun's robes, even though Kunlun can feel Siawei's own hardness pressing against him. He keeps fucking Siawei until Siawei's moans turn into small hitched sobs, his face pressing more firmly against Kunlun's collarbone, his cool lips pressed against Kunlun's skin. Kunlun lets go of Siawei's hip. He lifts one hand to brush Siawei's hair aside and whispers quietly against Siawei's ear. "It's all right, little beauty. You can bite." Siawei makes a surprised noise. Kunlun keeps fucking him until he feels Siawei's sharp teeth eagerly sink into his flesh. Kunlun gasps, his head falling back as he fucks deep into Siawei, spilling inside him. Siawei moans, his teeth firmly clamped into Kunlun's flesh as he shudders against Kunlun's chest, his seed spilling from his cock trapped between their bodies, staining both of them. Kunlun wraps his arms around Siawei and holds him there, waiting for both of them to recover slightly. Until finally he strokes Siawei's hair and gently tells him, "It's time to let go now, Siawei." Reluctantly, but obediently enough, Siawei pulls his teeth away and looks at Kunlun with wet, shining eyes, filled with adoration. Kunlun laughs, and then leans forward to kiss his bloody lips. The end.